What does the Bible teach about clean and unclean meats? Section 2, Inset. Which animals does the Bible designate as clean and unclean? God reveals which animals, including fish and birds, are suitable and unsuitable for human consumption in Leviticus 11 and Deuteronomy 14. Although the lists aren't exhaustive, He reveals the guidelines for recognizing animals that are acceptable for food. God states that cud-chewing animals with split hooves can be eaten, Leviticus 11 verse 3 and Deuteronomy 14 verse 6. These specifically include the cattle, sheep, goat, deer, and gazelle families, Deuteronomy 14 verses 4 through 5. He also lists such animals as camels, rabbits, and pigs as being unclean or unfit to eat, Leviticus 11, 4 through 8. He later lists such creeping things as moles, mice, and lizards as unfit to eat, as well as four-footed animals with paws, cats, dogs, bears, lions, tigers, etc., as unclean, verse 27, as well as four-legged animals with paws, cats, dogs, bears, lions, tigers, etc., as unclean, verse 27. He tells us that salt and freshwater fish with fins and scales may be eaten, verses 9 through 12, but water creatures without those characteristics, catfish, lobsters, crabs, shrimp, mussels, clams, oysters, squids, octopi, etc., should not be eaten. God also lists birds and other flying creatures that are unclean for consumption, verses 13 through 19. He identifies carrion eaters and birds of prey as unclean, plus ostriches, storks, herons, and bats. Birds such as chickens, turkeys, and pheasants are not on the unclean list and therefore can be eaten. Insects, with the exception of locusts, crickets, grasshoppers, are listed as unclean, verses 20 through 23. Why does God identify some animals as suitable for human consumption and others as unsuitable? God didn't give us laws to arbitrarily assert control over people. He gave us His laws, including those of which meats are clean or unclean, that it might be well with those who seek and obey Him, Deuteronomy 5, verse 29. Although God did not reveal the specific reason some animals may be eaten and others must be avoided, we can make generalized conclusions based on the animals included in the two categories. In listing the animals that should not be eaten, God forbids the consumption of scavengers and carrion eaters, which devour other animals for their food. Predatory animals such as wolves, lions, leopards, and cheetahs most often prey on the weakest and at times the diseased in the animal herd. When it comes to sea creatures, bottom dwellers, such as lobsters and crabs, scavenge for dead animals on the seafloor. Shellfish, such as oysters, clams, and mussels, similarly consume decaying organic matter that sinks to the seafloor, including sewage. A common denominator of many of the animals God designates as unclean is that they routinely eat flesh that would sicken or kill human beings. When we eat such animals, we partake of a food chain that includes things harmful to people. As nutritionist David Mintz observes, could it be that God, in His wisdom, created certain creatures whose sole purpose is to clean up after the others? Their entire calling may be to act exclusively as the sanitation workers of our ecology. God may simply be telling us that it's better for us believers not to consume the meat of these trash collectors. Eating by the Book, 1999, page 225. The following list, based on Leviticus 11 and Deuteronomy 14, identifies many of the animals God designates as unclean and clean. The list uses their common names. Animals viewed as clean in the Bible. Mammals that chew the cud and part the hoof. Antelope, bison or buffalo, caribou, cattle, beef or veal, deer or venison, elk, gazelle, giraffe, goat, hart, ibex, moose, ox, reindeer, sheep, lamb or mutton, fish with fins and scales, anchovy, barracuda, bass, black pomfret or mungchong, bluefish, bluegill, carp, cod, crappie, drum, flounder, grouper, grunt, haddock, hake, halibut, hardhead, herring or alewife, kingfish, mackerel or cabaya, mahi-mahi or dorado or dolphinfish, not to be confused with the mammal dolphin, minnow, mullet, perch or bream, pike or pickerel or jack, pollack or pollock or Boston bluefish, rockfish, salmon, sardine or pilchard, shad, silver hake or whiting, smelt or frostfish or icefish, snapper or ebu, jobfish, lihi, anaga, apakapaka or uku, sole, steelhead, sucker, sunfish, tarpon, trout or weakfish, tuna or ahi, aku, albacore, bonito or tombo, turbot, except European turbot, and whitefish. Birds with clean characteristics. Chicken, dove, duck, goose, grouse, guinea fowl, partridge, peafowl, pheasant, pigeon, prairie chicken, ptarmigan, quail, sage hen, sparrow, and other songbirds. Teal, turkey, swan, with a footnote. In the King James Version, Leviticus 11:18 and Deuteronomy 14 verse 16 list swan among unclean birds. However, this seems to be a mistranslation. The original word apparently refers to a kind of owl and is so translated in most modern Bible versions. Insects, types of locusts that may include crickets and grasshoppers. Animals viewed as unclean in the Bible. Swine, boar, peccary, pig, such as hog, bacon, ham, lard, pork, most sausage and pepperoni. Canines, coyote, dog, fox, hyena, jackal, wolf. Felines, cat, cheetah, leopard, lion, panther, tiger. Equines, donkey or ass, horse, mule, onager, zebra or quagga. Other, armadillo, badger, bat, bear, beaver, camel, elephant, gorilla, groundhog, hippopotamus, kangaroo, llama, such as alpaca or vicuña, mole, monkey, mouse, muskrat, possum, porcupine, rabbit or hare, raccoon, rat, rhinoceros, skunk, slug, snail, such as escargot, squirrel, wallaby, weasel, wolverine, worm, all insects except some in the locust family. Reptiles, alligator, caiman, crocodile, lizard, snake, turtle. Amphibians, blindworm, frog, newt, salamander, toad. Marine animals without fins and scales. Fish. Bullhead. Catfish. Eel. European turbot. Marlin. Paddlefish. Shark. Stickleback. Squid. Sturgeon. Includes most caviar. Swordfish. Shellfish. Abalone. Clam. Conch. Crab, crayfish or crawfish, crawdad, lobster, mussel, oyster, scallop, shrimp or prawn, soft body, cuttlefish, jellyfish, limpet, octopus, squid or calamari. Sea mammals, dolphin, otter, porpoise, seal, walrus, whale. Birds of prey, scavengers and others. Albatross, bittern, buzzard, condor, coot, cormorant, crane, crow, cuckoo, eagle, flamingo, grebe, grosbeak, gull, hawk, heron, kite, lapwing, loon, magpie, osprey, ostrich, owl, parrot, pelican, penguin, plover, rail, raven, roadrunner, sandpiper, seagull, stork, swallow, swift, vulture, water hen, woodpecker. Thanks for listening to Which Animals Does the Bible Designate as Clean and Unclean? A Section 2 inset of the booklet, What Does the Bible Teach About Clean and Unclean Meats? For the rest of this booklet, please visit ucg.org.